Good afternoon. I'm Tim Baltz. Here's a look at the forecast. We'll see sunny skies today and a high of 17. A frost advisory is also in effect for tonight as we dip to plus 2. Your complete forecast details right after news and sports. The Smiths Falls Police Service and its fire department continue to investigate yesterday's early morning fire that destroyed part of the old water treatment plant. Smiths Falls Fire Chief Rick Cheesebro says crews from his department, Montague and Perth, were able to knock the fire down and prevent another potential big problem.
We could confirm that there was no threat to the general public as a result of the fire, and the fire being close to the canal system, there's no concern for the municipal water system intake.
No word yet on how it started or a damage estimate. Thankfully, no one was hurt fighting the fire. Saying it's a way to reduce backlogs in the province, the Ford Tories have passed a health reform bill that expands on the private delivery of care. The bill means more private clinics can offer certain publicly funded services, including cataract surgeries and diagnostic imaging and testing. The government will also create a new system to perform hip and knee replacement surgeries. Hospitals have expressed concern that they will lose staff to private clinics. That could add to the staffing shortages that we have seen across the country and in our local hospitals. Don't be alarmed if your cell phone's emergency alert goes off tomorrow. Alert Ready, Canada's emergency alert system, will be running a test. The test will take place in Ontario at 12:55 p.m. over our airwaves, television-compatible wireless devices as well. Regular testing helps to ensure that the Alert Ready system operates as intended during an imminent life-threatening situation. The test comes as we mark Emergency Preparedness Week in Canada. And in addition to this being Emergency Preparedness Week, May 8th through the 14th is also National Nursing Week. Lanark County is marking the occasion, as we all should, by honoring and acknowledging and celebrating all nurses. The county says that Lanark Lodge is fortunate to have the very best RNs, RPNs, and PSWs, compassionate, professional, and dedicated. They also say all team members go above and beyond for their residents, committed to providing the highest quality care and services. The county is also wishing nurses across the region a very happy Nurses Week. And that leads us over to sports, where the Blackhawks won the Connor Bedard lottery last night. They get the first pick in the upcoming NHL draft and are expected to pick the player being called a once-in-a-generation prospect. Two games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight as Carolina takes a 2-1 series lead into New Jersey. Seattle, they host Dallas and are looking to go up 3-1. Tomorrow, Toronto tries to begin the climb back into their series with the Panthers down 3-0. Last night saw the Oilers fall to Vegas 5-1. The Golden Knights lead the series 2-1. After a weekend sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Blue Jays are in Philadelphia to take on the Phillies today in the first of a 2-game series. I'm Tim Baltz. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. We tweet the latest breaking and local news, and you can find us at Lake 88 FM.
When it's time to sell your home or recreational property, contact Century 21 Synergy Realtor Scott Somerville. Using current technology, top-level industry training, and years of experience, Scott will evaluate your property for maximum value in a rapidly changing market. A successful sale begins with professional comparative market analysis, Zillow listings, targeted e-media marketing, and a well-connected network of business and community partners. Call Master Certified Negotiating Expert Scott Somerville at 613-390-2450 or go to scott-somerville.c21.ca.
Weather is a presentation of Fix Auto and Collision, Highway 511, Perth.
Fix Auto Collision in Perth has built a solid reputation in accident repair, consistently keeping pace with an ever-changing industry. A locally owned, family-oriented atmosphere with the support of an international network. Fix Auto takes pride in assisting customers with a simplified claims process and first-rate workmanship, guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. For a free estimate on any body work or accident repair, call or visit Fix Auto Collision, Highway 511 in Perth, fixauto.com.
Here's a look at your forecast for the Mississippi and Rideau Lakes regions. We've got sunny skies today, a high of 17, the UV index 6, which is considered high. For tonight, clear, low to plus 2 with some patchy frost. There is a frost advisory in effect for Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville. For tomorrow, sunshine 24, the UV index 7, which is high again. And then Thursday, sunny and a high to 24. That's your forecast on Lake 88.1.
Canada's premier tribute to the Beatles, Replay, at Farrell Hall in Perth this Saturday. Replay, the memories of Beatlemania. On stage this Saturday at Farrell Hall. Tickets available at ticketsplease.ca. A Dream Rock production and Age of Majority event. Generations on the Lake Restaurant and Market in Carleton Place is open year-round with gorgeous lakefront seating on its all-season heated porch. Eat in or take out with hearty menu offerings like hand-battered fish and chips, wings, burgers, and two-for-one daily double specials like smoked bourbon back ribs or filet mignon with grilled garlic shrimp. Generations on the Lake Restaurant, Lake Park Road on the Mississippi in Carleton Place. Details at generationsonthelake.ca.
Dave and R. Thompson has a selection you're looking for at prices you'll love. Right now, 24 cans of Twisted Tea are $44.88. 60 cans of Sleam and Clear or Light are $76.99. 60 cans of Bud Light are $92.09. And 60 cans of Miller Light, Molson Canadian Export Dry or Ultra are all $98.42. Prices are all in, no hidden fees. They've also got great prices on liquor, wine, ready-to-drink coolers, and even groceries. Thompson's is open 7 days a week, 365 days a year with the best beer deals around. It's worth the drive. Thompson's Corner Store, 47 Rue de l'Église, Portage du Fort, Quebec, with service in English and French.
It's time for today's edition of In Focus on Lake 88, brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street.
Walking, golf, soccer, or just to get going in the morning, an active life stands on good feet, and we know feet. This is Lori at Perth Chiropractic letting you know our trained staff can assess your feet and footwear and provide solutions from arches to orthotics. Give us a call and visit us online at perthchiropractic.ca. Perth Chiropractic, a step in the right direction.
Perth Chiropractic, offering hands-on solutions from arches to orthotics. Call 267-2951, 33 Lewis Street in the Perth Family Health Center.
This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to be joined in the studio today by Tammy Morrison, who is going to tell us all about the Mother of a Picnic that is coming up this Saturday in Perth. And also, it is benefiting the Guatemala Stove Project. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that, maybe a refresher, because we've had people speaking about the Guatemala Stove Project in the past. Tammy, welcome to In Focus.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Let's start off first with maybe reminding people what the Guatemala Stove Project is. This is something that's very near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it's... Well, it's been going on since 1999, and our motto is build a stove, change the future, and our mission is to assist in the relief of poverty and improve the health and well-being of the indigenous people in the highlands of Guatemala, and there's no refrigeration there, so they have to do all their cooking over a 3-stone open fire, which is in a small enclosed kitchen. And so, therefore, the smoke of that fire is causing respiratory illness, eye blindness, and their children are always on their back and around them, and a lot of great health issues. So our stoves burn 50% less wood, and they have a chimney that vents the smoke out, so it's a win-win situation.
It's a very simple piece of engineering that can really have a complex effect on these lives. You were telling me you've been there 3 or 4 times, and you've actually seen how these people are living. And something as simple as one of these stoves going in there is completely life-changing, not only for them, but for generations.
That's for sure. You can hear about it, you can see pictures, but until you go there in person and really feel how these people are living. I know one time we're taking pictures and I went into this kitchen and it's just black soot everywhere, and I couldn't stay very long. It was just too hard on my eyes, and so that's why We do a couple big fundraisers a year. One is on Saturday, the Mother of a Picnic, and we do another one in the fall, a dance, and do different presentations all year round and send the money to our partners in Guatemala, and they're continually building the cook stoves. and improve cooking stoves. And with our money too, we also do bursaries, because the government only pays for school until grade six there. And we give out microloans to the women, and they can buy chickens or material and start small businesses. And one neat thing about the microloan is the commitment. The microloan commitment is an obligation to help with the reforestation, so they have to plant seedlings. And we also provide emergency assistance if we come along a real great dire need.
Tell us about the stoves themselves, because they really perform a number of functions.
So the stove is a three mason blocks high, and on the top is quite a large steel plancha, they call it, and that's where they cook. They first thing in the morning they start cooking their tortillas, a staple. So that's where they can, you know, this big, large surface to cook their tortillas on, but then they can also have their pots, take the lid off and have their pots cooking with their rice, rice and beans and tortillas, more of a staple. And but it's built at the right height for the women, and they burn 50% less wood. So it's, you know, really helping with the environment. And with the chimney venting the smoke out, it's just such a win-win situation.
And you were saying that there's a couple of fundraisers every year that help make this a possibility, and one of them is the Mother of a Picnic that is coming up this Saturday at the Crystal Palace in Perth. So tell us all about it.
So yes, last year was our first year doing this at the Crystal Palace, and it turned out to be such a great success. If anyone's ever been to the Crystal Palace, it's a beautiful setting overlooking the fountains in the basin. There's piles of free parking there. It's so it's a barbecue. It's a local grass-fed beef, or you can choose a portobello mushroom burger. You get coleslaw and maple baked beans and a piece of carrot cake, and everything is made by our volunteers. Either Friday or Saturday morning we'll be busy making all that. Bridgemaster Brewery will be on site too, so that's an added bonus. And I think we might have a trivia game for some prizes. And the time is from 5 until 7, and there is an option to take it out, because it is this Saturday, and we do need to get our numbers in. So if you could, to buy tickets, you just e-transfer info@GuatemalaStoveProject.org. So you just, it's $30 per ticket. So you just e-transfer info@GuatemalaStoveProject.org. So it's this Saturday, May 13th, 5 to 7. And
great option to take mom out.
Yes, Mother's Day, that's right.
And absolutely. And it would be kind of fitting to take mom to Mother of a Picnic. May as well. So once again, if you could just give us that email address for anyone who would like to get tickets.
So yeah, to get tickets, you just e-transfer $30 to info@GuatemalaStoveProject.org.
And all the food is being prepared by volunteers. You've got, as you mentioned, traditional burgers and then portobello mushroom burgers as well. It really sounds like it's going to be quite the tasty event for an incredibly worthy cause. And further to that, just to give people a taste of what's to come, you wanted to give away two tickets to one lucky person today, right?
Sure.
Absolutely. So if you call right now, 613-264-8811, and speak to Grant, give him your name. If you're the first caller, then by all means, you will have that pair of tickets to the Mother of a Picnic. Tammy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Bob, and I hope to see some of you guys on Saturday night at the Crystal Palace.
If anyone would like to know more about the Guatemala Stove Project, it's just a matter of putting it into Google, and then your website pops right up, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. And then you can find out different ways you can give and find out different ways you can get involved. Tammy, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus is Tammy Morrison, who's been telling us about the Mother of a Picnic, which is a fundraiser for the Guatemala Stove Project. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.